You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this game. Andros Townsend to score in a Newcastle win. That was 10-1. That's now 14-1. And Kevin De Bruyne to score in a Man City win. Was 21-10. That's now 3-1. These two sides need points for very different reasons. Newcastle bidding to stay up. They had a confidence-boosting win at the weekend, if nothing else. Man City bidding to secure that Champions League place, and they're flying at the moment through to the semi-finals of the Champions League as well. So we'll start with you, Derek. Is this a Man City win here, or can Newcastle keep up the fight?
Well, I'll tell you what, the prices you get City have only got to turn up to win. 8-13 away from home, but... You know, you look at City's away record, it ain't that great, is it? They played 16 games away from home and they failed to win 9 of them. You know, and we're asking them to back them at odds on here against a side that maybe now finally got the bit between their teeth. And remember Newcastle at home, people are giving a Newcastle all kinds of stick, but their home record, they've won as many home games as Chelsea this season. You know, the 5 home games when they've won and 6 draws. It's not the shabbiest home record for Newcastle. I've just got a feeling they're overpriced. I really do. You could argue that City have still got an awful lot to play for in the battle for fourth, but it should actually be the battle for third spot, you know, because the team that finishes fourth aren't automatically in the Champions League if Liverpool win the Europa League. They don't qualify. So, you know, you need to finish third. So City, I suppose, I have got it all to play for. But I suspect deep down they've got their eyes, more than one eye, on the Champions League. I'm not getting worked up by the ease with which they beat Chelsea at the weekend. Chelsea have definitely given up for the season. I just think Newcastle are overpriced here. That win, the momentum they'll gain from that win at the weekend, it's incalculable. I'm going for Newcastle here. I think they're overpriced.
If they win as well, they could leap out of the relegation zone, couldn't they, if they win this game on Tuesday night?
Yeah, well, they will do, actually, because they're a goal worth off in goal difference. But, of course, if they win, that improves that automatically, and they're 3 points behind Norwich, so they were fourth from bottom. So, yeah, a win will take them above Norwich.
Mm. Dave?
I'm not having it. I know that Derek made mention of the home records, Newcastle's home record, and compared it to Chelsea. Chelsea have been rubbish all season, Derek.
But the 10th, though, aren't they? The 10th, and it wouldn't be 9-2 to beat Man City.
That's true, they wouldn't be, but Chelsea are a much better side than Newcastle. And I think that 3-0 win against Swansea at the weekend really flattered Newcastle, as far as I'm concerned. They had some real chances at 1-0 down Swansea to get on the score sheet there and put even more pressure on Newcastle. Jefferson Montero should have brought the sides level. And you look at the setup Newcastle had in that game with Jamal Lascelles and Chancellor Mbemba playing at centre-half alongside each other. Paul Dummett and Vernon Anita played at wing-back. I think Manchester City will have so much joy down the flanks against those two players if they set up the same way on Tuesday night. And Manchester City have just an incredible record against Newcastle United. They've won 12 straight against Newcastle in the Premier League. In their last two meetings, they've scored 11 goals against Newcastle as well. Admittedly, both of those came at the Etihad. They won 5-0. And 6-1, and the -1, Manchester City -1, has landed in the last 10 league meetings between the two sides as well. I don't think Newcastle are good enough defensively to keep City at bay here, and I believe they were very much flattered by that 3-0 win at the weekend. If Sergio Aguero starts, which I suppose is an if, because he is due a rest, Sergio Aguero, but you look at his record recently in the league, he's scored 14 in his last 14, Sergio Aguero, in the Premier League, and he's got his best record against Newcastle, better record against Newcastle than any other side in the Premier League. He's scored 10 in 8 against Newcastle. I think he'll get 2 or more in this game. Sergio Aguero to score 2 or more is in the betting at 15-4. He's on 99 Premier League goals as well. If he scores on Tuesday night, it will be his 100th, and he'll be the second quickest to 100 Premier League goals in the competition as well. Alan Shearer is the man that got more than him. He scored 100 in 124 appearances, and this is 147 for Aguero. But I see no way Newcastle win this game. I think
you're forgetting you are forgetting the golden rule of football. Nobody beats Newcastle 13 times on the road.
That was the great interview with Robin Söderling, wasn't it? Rafa Nadal at the French Open. That was fantastic. I reckon Aguero has a field day here, assuming he starts. City minus one at 29-20 is stick on, and Aguero two or more at 15-4.
Yeah, Aguero's got more goals in this calendar year than anybody else as well, just to back up your arguments.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.